Now it's time for 49 Voices. This week we're hearing from Josh Lynch in Fairbanks. Originally from Texas, Lynch is now experiencing his first snowy winter.
I feel like I have what any person from the South would consider a moderate exposure to snow, I guess. I can remember maybe a day every 2 or 3 years where school would be canceled on account of snow. But of course, in Arkansas, school gets canceled on account of an inch, maybe an inch and a half's worth of snow. And often that's gone by lunchtime. The last 5 or 6 years, I spend 3 or 4 months traveling around in Alaska every year, but only during the summer when I can sleep in my tent and it's not so scary outside. I'm pretty nervous about being in a place that's cold and dark and snowy for the first time ever. I've tried to do all the things that you can sort of do to be prepared, I suppose. Firewood, extra jackets, blankets. I've got all my friends coaching me with advice on how best to survive and stay active. A light North Face flannel, a light North Face half zip is a winter jacket in Texas, and you're lucky if you get to wear it 2 days a year. So moving into cold weather gear is totally foreign to me. I don't have the first idea of how to begin to shop for this kind of stuff. So anytime that I'm looking at any sort of item at all, I have 4 or 5 different people I turn to opinions for, people who I trust don't want to see me turn into a popsicle. Now you make a good point in that if there was anything worse than it being incredibly cold and incredibly dark and snowy, it might just be incredibly cold and incredibly dark. That's something I'm not quite prepared for mentally yet either, as I sort of imagine Alaskan winters. It's that snowy white, you know, on top of the spruce trees, up on the top of your cabin, you know, the whole 9 yards. But if there's not any snow, I'm not sure that I'll be able to handle it too well, emotionally anyway.
Josh Lynch lives in Fairbanks. 49 Voices is AK's attempt to put every Alaskan on the radio.